through this really quickly. But we've come to the end of the great doctrines of the Reformation, and the final one is soli Deo gloria, for the glory of God alone. Salvation is from the Lord, from first to last, and only He gets credit. He gets glory, and we get grace. The word glory means to magnify, extol, praise, to honor, boast. It relates to the fame or the renown. And throughout the Bible, the glory of God is seen very clearly. It is seen in brightness on Mount Sinai and the tabernacle and the temple. When they dedicated the temple, it was so bright, the priests couldn't even go in. It is declared in the mighty miracles of God, crowned in the birth of Christ. Remember what the angels sang? Glory to God in the highest. The honor goes to Him and only to Him. In the Reformation, it reclaimed the scriptural teaching of the sovereignty of God over every aspect of the believer's life. All of life is to be lived to the glory of God. As the Westminster Shorter Catechism asks, what is the chief end of man? Who can tell me the answer to that?
The chief end is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever.
That's it, exactly. The chief aim of man is to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever. This great and all-consuming purpose was emphasized by those in the 16th and 17th century who sought to reform the church according to the Word of God. The end of creation, therefore, is not merely the glory of God, but the special manifestation of that glory in the person and work of Christ. He is the Alpha, and so He is the Omega, the beginning and the end. To God be the glory. It belonged to the triune God. Jesus had that glory before He came to earth. In John 17:24, He said, Father, I want those You have given Me to be with Me where I am and to see My glory, the glory You gave Me because You loved Me before the creation of the world. So Jesus was filled with glory before He was born. At His first miracle, at the wedding at Cana, it says this was done so that they might see His glory. At the death of Lazarus, His friend, when He spoke to the sisters of Lazarus, He said, when He heard this, Jesus said, this is the sickness that is not to the end. No, it is God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it, through the miracle that He was going to do. It is seen in creation. In fact, the heavens declare the glory of God. Did anybody see the moon last night? Wasn't that glorious? Anybody who looks at the stars and looks at the creation around us and denies that there is a God who loves us and cares is missing the obvious, missing the very clear. In fact, in Romans chapter 1, it says that these things are clearly seen. The glory of God and the love of God is clearly seen in the world around us. It is seen in mankind because Isaiah 43:7 says, bring all who claim Me as their God, for I have made them for My glory. It was I who created them. And of course, the glory of God is crowned in Jesus Christ. At the birth, the angels sing glory to God. In heaven, we will gather around the throne. And according to Revelation 4:11, we will proclaim, You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. For You created all things, and by You were they created and have their being. So the question is, how do we join into this chorus? The mountains proclaim His glory. The stars proclaim His glory. How do we join in to that? I just gave you four simple ways. First of all, open your eyes. Open your eyes. See the glory of God. See in nature, His glory is evident. In your heart, your desire for Him. It is the glory of God for us to recognize that we were created with a God-shaped vacuum. Only God can fulfill that in our lives. There'll be a longing that will not be fulfilled until we come to know Him. You can gain all the money in the world. You can have all the earthly fame. You can have all the possessions you want. You can have all the pleasures of earth, and you'll still be empty. Because we are made to have God in us and to glorify Him. Open your heart. Receive the glory of God by repentance. Repentance means that we turn from our wicked ways and we turn to Him. And by faith, we receive Him. His grace has made it possible for us to, by faith, accept forgiveness of sin and newness of life. Open your life and live the glory of God. We just have enjoyed a wonderful banquet. Tano and I had a private vote, and we voted that this was the best international dinner we've had so far. Wonderful food. Thank you, everybody that contributed. It says in 1 Corinthians 10:31, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all to the glory of God. Open up your life and do what you do to the glory of God. There's a couple things that will happen. First of all, your life will become much more fulfilled and satisfying. When you are working just to earn money, it's not very fulfilling. When you are working just to get people's fame, it's not fulfilling. But when you are working, whatever you do, I don't care if you sweep streets, whatever you do, if you do it to the glory of God, it will be fulfilling. And secondly, it will bring rejoicing to our Father, and it will spread His word. And then finally, open your mouth and proclaim. You have on your sheet there, I hope everybody can see one. Everybody, so they can see one? Everybody have one? We're going to read this responsively. There's a part for all, and then women, then men, and then the pastor, and then all. We're going to proclaim the glory of God today. And if you do this well, you get dessert. You get dessert anyway. So let's begin. So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. He has made us a kingdom of priests for God His Father. All glory and power to Him forever and ever. You must grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. All glory to Him, both now and forever. Glory to Him in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations forever and ever. Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and strength belong to our God forever and ever. For everything comes from Him and exists by His power and is tended for His glory. All glory to Him forever. Amen.